Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
What a true pleasure to be here, because even though he was not mentioned in the produced open, we are joined today by my son, Robert W. Spiewak III. Hey, boy, what's up?
Nothing much. Good morning, guys.
How come you put Robert in your little name block when you go by Rob now?
For some reason, it like already knew. Like it didn't. I don't think it gave me an option today.
Oh, it's a it's a cruel mistress. This stream.
Yeah, AI.
So it is Tuesday, April 15th, tax day, and you know it's tax day because my wife stopped by before the show to ask a question about how to do our taxes, which I guess gets submitted today. I hope.
I had a little panic over the weekend. I did mine on Saturday where I was like, oh, I started that in January and bailed.
Yeah, it happens. But I'm not seeing a lot of it used to be a real big thing that the local news would like send a guy out to the post office with Anison and pancakes or something. You know, and he'd make pancakes and you would go there to the rush.
Well, my dad was a CPA, so he would do people's taxes all the time. And I'd go because while waiting, it'd be like drive-through drop-offs, and you'd get free Chick-fil-A or ice cream or whatever. They would make a party out of it.
Now, do you declare the Chick-fil-A, or is that a non-taxable income?
I believe it's non-taxable as a chicken sandwich.
I believe it is. So, Robert, your taxes are under control. It's easy to do taxes when you're in college, right?
Yeah, I got them done last night, though. It was mom helped me, but. Yeah, it's pretty confusing, but I also don't have like any expenses or anything,
and no dependents.
So, yeah.
Not yet. No, it will be me ultimately. So that's good. Mm-hmm. So Robert is joining us live from his disco apartment in Morganville, West Virginia. Morgantown is the home of the West Virginia University, WVU. And the Hillbillies, which is their fighting mascot. Mm-hmm. And it is. Did you know this, Josh? Morgantown is the home of Don Knotts.
I am very familiar with West Virginia. So, yes.
Oh, why are you familiar with West Virginia?
I don't know. I feel like I've made a lot of, when I lived in Maryland, I feel like I made a lot of trips to the West Virginia mountains.
Oh, well, it's pretty. It's very, very nice.
I used to go there for camping, hiking, all that type of stuff.
Well, television's Mr. Furley, or television's Barney Fife, was born in Morgantown, West Virginia. And when we went up there and explored the campus, even though it was the only place Robert wanted to go, the one thing I demanded to see was the statue of Don Knotts. And it's we put it into Waze and everything. It's really not easy to find because it's not very impressive.
Well, see, now, like, because at that point, I've never been to Morgan. Like, that was our first time. But now I know, like, where you guys are staying for graduation, like, you'll be in walking distance from it. You might be able to see it from your window. So.
Oh, I'll bring a telescope then.
Yeah.
So I apparently graduate. When is your graduation? What day do you graduate?
So I graduate on May 18th.
And that's a Sunday.
Yeah. But my semester ends early May, I think around the 4th.
Oh, just in time to miss Jimmy's.
Yeah, I know.
That drag, that's a drag.
I really did want to go, though.
Sure. The only reason that I'll prevent anyone, the only reason I'll accept is if you're taking finals. If you're taking finals, you don't have to go to Jimmy's. So it's good.
Well, if I'm done by then, too, I probably will make the trip just because it's not far. And I got 2 weeks of nothing before graduation.
So the graduation is the 18th. Is mom planning? And again, I'm told all this stuff last minute. So I'm glad I have you here. As we plan ahead to graduation, it's an evening graduation, right?
Yeah, like, which I think is weird because I know how big my school is that I'm graduating in. So I can't imagine it ends before 8, which is pretty late, especially because we live like 3 hours away.
Yeah.
So you guys, I know you got a hotel that night and then you'll leave the next morning.
How many people do you have coming?
In the class or attending the graduation?
No. How many Spiewaks are going to cheer on Rob?
Spiewak wise, I think mom, dad, my grandma, I think, and then
Julia. Sharon is gonna love you called her grandma. That makes her sound like a thousand years
every time
old.
I call her every time I call her Shaysha, you guys always have to say, oh, my mother Sharon.
I know. Well, I've always, when I was your age, I was getting grief on this show for calling my mother Sharon. They said, call your parents, I mean, mom and dad.
That is kind of weird. I would never call you Rob or call mom Carrie or whatever. Like, I think that's weird.
So, yeah, I'm glad that Sharon is coming up. Has Julia expressed any interest? He said jokingly.
So she's expressed interest to mom, but not me. So from, I guess she might be, she's going and then making it a trip with Jack to go to Niagara Falls. So I guess Jack's coming. I don't really
know.
Hey,
that's kinda great.
Yeah. Oh,
you might be one ticket short.
Yeah, yeah, it could happen. Someone's got to stay back at the hotel and watch Lions.
And my roommate has to come too, so.
I understand.
Right. Someone's and then, yeah,
I'll have some friends. Yeah, the food. And then I think some of my pledge brothers from my fraternity are coming down that weekend because some of the older guys that graduated will come and like.
And some of the younger guys that flunked out.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll all be there.
No, it is pretty sad. Like, I think only four of us in our pledge class graduated. We'll graduate this semester. Everyone else either graduated already or dropped out, which sucks.
That speaks volumes without saying anything.
Oh, isn't that signs of a good fraternity?
Yeah. Hey, we have our fun.
I don't know if they flunked out as much as they left and went on to their volunteer work.
Yeah.
Let's say that. Is Bun going to be there?
No, but
you see,
that's so funny. That's the most random person you could say. Cause when you met him, he was like 4 years older than me, probably in his last semester of college. Like, I barely know the guy, but every time I mention
Mike loved the nickname. So it locked in. He had a man bun, Josh, you see. And so they called him Bun. Didn't he see a ghost while he was playing basketball?
Our house is haunted from my understanding. I've seen some
haunted with low grades.
No, I'm surprised. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this on the show, but long story short, there's this big anti-hazing video that are shown among lots of fraternities across America about this fraternity's Kappa Sig who hazed somebody and the guy passed away because of like too much drinking, too high. Yeah, blood alcohol levels.
It happened at VCU not long ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, the video that they play happened at WVU, and that happened in our frat house. So we moved in about 5 years after that happened. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, when I lived there before I had to move out, I've seen some really creepy stuff.
Like what?
And there's other stories, too, that I've heard that are almost like too... That's the new board.
This would have been really good to know before you're about to move out.
Yeah,
we can't send Ghostbusters and stuff down to check things out now.
Yeah. So well, I didn't really want to say it because I already knew how my parents felt about me living in a frat house, and then I also it got flooded, so I had to move out. Maybe the ghost flooded.
The ghost flooded it.
Yeah.
Water.
No, but it's a whole thing in our fraternity that you can't say that name in the house because like creepy stuff actually happens.
What's,
like you laugh.
What's the most
recent
creepy thing that has happened?
And, you know, Robert, you're not totally off base. You're not allowed to say Macbeth in the theater because that'll bring bad luck. So it's sort of like you're Macbeth. But you're not in the house now. Can you say the name now?
Yeah, it's Nolan Birch. That's the kid.
Okay, Nolan Birch. And when did he pass? So probably like 10 or 11 years ago, just doing rough math in my head.
That sounds about right. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty sad. I don't really want to, like, get into it, obviously.
Well, we don't need to talk about his death, but what's the most recent creepy thing?
People have heard basketballs and stuff dribbling in the house because we have a big party room. And in the house, there's a big basketball hoop that's, like, mantled, so it's on the wall. But people have heard basketballs dribbling and gone downstairs to, like, see what's up. No one's there. It's, like, pitch black. I know recently somebody was cleaning the living room, and this doesn't sound like as creepy, but it was dead silent, like way quieter than he usually is, especially for a frat house. He got goosebumps and felt a cold breeze like on his neck, like somebody like blew on his neck. He got creeped out. He was looking around, was like, hello, is anyone there? Nothing. Lights start flickering like an exorcism thing, and guy freaks out.
I guess
runs
he
upstairs
did, but
to go tell everybody.
I think he wanted to get out of cleaning.
No, I think it's the fact that he's living in a 120-year-old house in West Virginia, and there's bad insulation.
Oh. And he plugged in the vacuum, which caused the lights to flicker.
Yeah, and bad wiring.
Which that's why, like, I think that's it's not as big. I think the basketball one's weird, but that's a lot of small creepy stuff. There's been like one thing that's happened to me is people have said in the past that they'll like almost feel like somebody's with them, like walking with them, like someone in a suit like that you'd see like a pledge wearing or something like that. So I've been in the house walking in the hallways, and I swear I've seen someone in a suit walking in the stairs, and I double take and no one's there.
And it's not just people messing with you.
No, it's not people messing with me, especially with how consistent the stories have stayed over the years.
Are you sure the guy in the suit isn't like an administrator escorting a student off campus?
I'm sure.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like pretty consistent stuff. I didn't really believe it when I was a pledge because it's like, oh, I'm a pledge. They're just messing with me.
Yeah, you probably thought they were messing
with you. Yeah, because, you know, we sleep at the house some nights you know, and then I actually live there, and then now I'm in my fourth year about to graduate, and I'm still hearing some of these stories happen, like, fairly consistently, like, at least one thing a semester.
Yeah, your beautiful condo with the marble countertops that I've never been allowed to see, although I have, Josh, been asked to stay in the parking lot with the car so I don't get towed.
It was either you or Mom.
No, it was me. It was always me.
It's towed or stolen. You got to stay with it.
You got to stay with it. Any ghosts in your current house? In your current location?
No.
Good.
Lately, though, the power has been going out, though. But that's completely unrelated. No, it's that's included in rent. So that's the best part about my apartment is it's you pay for rent, but that's like all your utilities.
So you just like heat the house with a hair dryer? Is that how you do it?
Uh-huh. Like when you're back home, everything's covered.
Everything's free. Yeah. It's all included in being my son. Now, is there truth to the story? You don't have to answer this if you don't want to. That your roommate hasn't checked the mail since like September?
Yes and no.
Okay, I'm curious about this because we mailed you something and you never got it, right?
Yeah, I'm still getting it sorted out because I need a new mail key. We lost our mail key, which is honestly, it's ridiculous that they only give you one mail key.
Especially since you're two guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you want to do a shout out to your roommate?
Yeah, shout out Ian. I mean,
hey, Ian. What's up? I've never met you.
Yeah, you will.
God, I can't wait.
But yeah, so because of that, I mean, we also, like, I'm 22, he's 22. Like, we don't ever get letters or send letters.
What about big fat checks from your parents? You got to at least have hope.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm really missing out.
It's been a while since I've gotten one of those.
Yeah. I'm still waiting. Maybe when I graduate.
I'm trying to figure out Venmo. That's all.
Yeah. So I just have the packages, but the packages, I'm on the first floor, and the mailman just, like, drops them out at your door. So.
All right. So who do you talk to get a mail key? You don't have to go to the post office,
do you? I don't know. I've talked to so many different people, and they said that they were going to help me, but I need to follow up still. I mean, this is me just being...
Have you talked to the mailman?
No, I swear I have tried, but I can't time it. Like, I can't time it.
Put like a post-it note on your mailbox.
Get it? Post-it note?
Hey, I don't have the key. Can you just leave this unlocked?
Yeah.
I don't know if they can do that.
They can do whatever.
I mean, I'll definitely try that. Yeah.
They technically cannot, but if you have a nice postman who knows that your mailbox has been full for 7 months and it's the end of the semester.
Especially when you write the note, like when you write lost, make the S a dollar sign and he'll think he's going to get a big fat tip. And give him like $5 or something. That'll make his day.
But $5
make
behind
the dot the I in mail will make a heart.
Yeah, don't leave the fiver with the post-it, Josh. It's going to walk. It's a college town.
No, you put it on the back. No one will notice.
They'll know.
No, but I need to get that done, Ace. I'm glad you remind me because my car, the stickers for my car are in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I've been driving around without the stickers.
You're going to jail. You're going to jail with a ghost. Well, at least when you move home after graduation, we're only haunted by a friendly ghost here, which is Mark.
Who's
He'll move
that?
Stuff.
Yeah,
Mark,
okay. Mark.
No, seriously. Yeah. Mark Riddell does move things in my basement. So it's very strange.
I remember you saying some stuff about that.
I don't cotton to the idea of ghosts very often, but the Mark stuff is pretty real and pretty specific. So how are we celebrating your graduation? Because we'll obviously have to do something big in the Northern Virginia area for your family and friends here. But are we doing anything in Morgantown?
I honestly don't really want to do anything in Morgantown.
What was Mom talking about before the show then about heating up food at your apartment?
Well, just because... since how late the graduation runs and it's a Sunday, a lot of restaurants are going to be closed around that time.
That's true.
So she's like been worried about food, trying to think about what to do. So she was thinking about just getting the food, storing it in my fridge, and then we can warm it up.
That's a good idea.
Like
what she can do is carry the food in, and I'll wait in the car. And maybe you can fix me a plate and bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do something? Now, we did your... It's a shame you weren't with the show then yet, Josh, because it was a great party. His high school graduation we had at Jimmy's. And it
was a lot of fun.
I was going to say, you could kill two birds and have it at Jimmy's on May 3rd.
May 3rd. Well, he hasn't got the piece of paper yet, so it wouldn't count. But would you like to do something at Jimmy's, or would you like to do something like we did with your sister here at the house?
Either or. Jimmy's was a lot of fun. I mean, but like also financially, like I'm a college kid, like right post-graduation. Like I'd rather have more money to...
I think we'll probably arrange for both. We'll make sure that we would pay for. We're not going to stick you with the bill at the end of the day.
Well, yeah, I know. I feel like I'd rather use that money if you're going to spend it on something else.
Well, you can go paths ahead. Because
Julia's party in Leesburg was a lot of fun. All the right people were there.
It was great, and it was funny, Josh. We had light sprinkles in the afternoon that were not called for, and we have one of those. I guess probably like a 10-foot. Umbrella canopy on our deck, and it was open, and as the day proceeded there got to be about 25 people that all moved in to under the umbrella, and I said, guys, come on
in the house.
Well, there were a lot of people. There was probably 60 people, so we needed the deck for spillage and seepage. Mm-hmm. So they were
don't
all...
you have a park within walking distance of your home?
Yeah, but that's no good if it rains.
Yeah, and they're all like kind of mid, like
kind of mid.
They're not
playground. Yeah, true. Now I'm talking Leesburg.
Why don't we do it at the broken down gazebo in our neighborhood?
Let's do it at the basketball court.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
Bring some extra food then.
Yeah, and you know what else? The ghost.
Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to have water balloon fights at the basketball court. And that was
I'm guessing you didn't pick up your trash.
No.
Water
We were the only ones that played there, so...
Yeah, it was, but it not a big contingent of litter picker uppers in our neighborhood. When I walk the dog, I tend to grab, if it doesn't look like it's going to give me a disease, I'll pick something up, you know, and throw it away because I hate
needles, grab the paper.
I do remember getting in touch with HOA with my friend Rohan, and we got trash cans at the basketball court, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
felt like we did something at a young age.
Yeah. How old were you?
8th grade, probably. Sorry, that was probably so loud.
Well, that's good. That's public service. I'm proud. I never knew you did that. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I tried to get benches, but that never happened.
Well, that's big money. I'm sure I've put some of Linus in those trash cans.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, every day. So we're going to do that. And so at graduation, I know you've been there for 4 years, but you've been through this sort of era of the final run of the second semester. Is there a different energy on the campus when it's close to graduation, especially because you're running around with a lot of seniors, right? What's it like?
Yeah, I think there's been a big change for me. I think at the start of this semester, I was super excited to just get my stuff done, get my degree, head home,
right,
do all that. But now, I mean, I'm in the last couple weeks, and you know, it's kind of sad that I'm about to be out of here pretty soon. So, I mean, it definitely feels like a little gloomy, like. Definitely walking with my head up a lot more, taking in the surroundings.
You have that one pretty building. It's very nice.
Yeah, I mean, I have classes in there too. So,
oh, do you really? Cool.
Yeah, that's like a big thing, which isn't that big of a deal. I wish I took more in-person classes this semester, just so I had those, you know, those final opportunities to just like walk to class, and even if they're like BS classes, like it's still fun to just be in a class, like taking a course with a professor and working
part of
with
the
my
experience.
Classmates and stuff. Yeah.
I've noticed this with my daughter's schedule that a lot of her college classes have moved to virtual. Did that happen? Was that a COVID transition thing that the schools realized, oh, we can make more money with these virtual classes, and then they just bent it back down?
From my point of view, 100%. Because I know I personally learn way better in an in-person environment.
Everyone does.
Yeah. I'm fine with a virtual class as long as it's not asynchronous. Those are pretty difficult for me because...
Explain what asynchronous means for those of us who don't understand.
Asynchronous is like where it's not like a set meeting time. Like they post all the notes and assignments for that week, like on Monday, for example.
So you're on your own schedule.
So you do it on your own schedule, which is nice because... I can get my work done way more efficiently. And I can get it done. Yeah, on my own schedule. But then it's also like kind of annoying because then I need to set aside all the time to do this stuff that doesn't really matter. But
it's kind of like a class as a podcast. You listen and do it when you want to. It's there and you can grab it whenever you want.
Yeah.
Not locked in. But I liked the structure when I was in college. I mean, we didn't do any virtual classes, obviously.
I needed the structure.
That's how I am. I'm a super routine-based person. Like, I do the same thing every single day. Mm-hmm. So whenever I get thrown off that routine, that's when I start feeling, like, anxious. And
yeah.
I feel, like, more stressed. Like, the small stuff starts to, like, really get under my skin more easily when I know I haven't been able to do X, Y, and Z that I usually do every day. So I guess, like, that's another thing that's kind of been a different mood for this semester is knowing that, like, wow, I'm like actually done.
Yeah.
Like in May, I'm done. Like,
think about when we moved you in, and I mean, this was so long ago that even people liked President Gee back then. That's how long ago it was. His school president, Josh, has fallen out of favor in the 4 years he's been there. But
many have.
Yes. But your excitement that day was so great. It was sad, but it was so much fun to drop you off because you were so ready to go. Mm-hmm. Do you still have that enthusiasm? I mean, is it different now? What's it like? Because you've been through 4 years. I mean, that might not sound like, but it's a fifth of your life pretty much.
Yeah.
So that's a lot that you've been up there.
I mean, yes and no. I was so excited to come here because I knew what WVU was about. Like, and I was so excited for the social scene and hanging out and meeting people and drinking and doing all that fun stuff that I really lost sight of what I actually came to college for. And that was getting my degree, doing well in my classes and setting myself up for the future.
No one goes to WVU for that.
Well, that's true. That's true. So, I mean,
it is a legendary party / football / burn a couch school. That's the reputation. But you know what? Good academically, you're very happy with what you've gotten.
Yeah. Well, especially now more than ever. I mean, I had a 0.4 in my first semester. Now I have a 3.0 flat, which is crazy.
Years,
I'm graduating on time.
I love that.
Over the years, I know lots of people have gone to WVU. You will be the first one I know to graduate from WVU.
Hey,
well, that's an honor.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
It sort of has the same reputation at VCU. And you know, people with dyslexia were very impressed with your 0.4 because they thought it was a 4.0.
Yeah, but, I saw that coming.
But I am so proud of you. I don't even need to say it. It's incredible how you've turned it around, and we're proud of you. We've got some questions for you in the chat room, believe it or not. Reese, who says, it seems like Robert just started college. Time flies. No BS there. Congratulations from Not Aesop. Not Aesop wants to know, are there more hybrid classes? Do you take any hybrid classes that are half online, half in the, studio classroom?
I guess in my head, like all classes are kind of, at least all in-person classes are also hybrid because you don't go to class and that's your only opportunity to do an assignment. You'll go to class for your lecture and then you do your assignments after. So in my head, that's hybrid. So I'd say that, but then the asynchronous courses, there's no like really lecture part. I mean, there is, they're just incredibly long videos that I always just skim through to.
I have to imagine if you're a teacher teaching that way, you're not going to put like a timer on yourself because when you're in the classroom, it's an hour and 20 or exactly how long it's prescribed to be. If they're doing it just to their computer, and I take it from me, professors love to talk. Oh,
oh my
boy.
God. Yeah.
And even better, they only do it once and then they just hit replay next semester.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Look for things that are out of fashion. Look for like a bolo tie or something that no one would wear in the 2025 era.
Yeah, I'm taking a class. It's actually pretty interesting. It's human and civil rights and video games and esports, which I'm liking.
Did they offer that when you were in college, Josh?
I don't recognize any of those words.
Say the class again. Just for fun?
It's human rights and civil rights in video games.
Wow.
So the rights of virtual people?
It's like no, it's like the people like online games, but then also...
it sounds like an anti-bullying class.
Yeah.
It's like a digital citizenship type of thing, I'd say.
Mike, I'm sorry.
It's not sounding any better.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I'm your favorite digital citizen.
No, but I've really enjoyed it because I've learned a lot about like the online scene of different games. That's really going to benefit me in my career. Mm-hmm. Like the right way to market video games or you know, teams in that way.
So that's really where you're headed, is video games and also the social media angle of video gaming too. So yeah. What would be your dream job? I mean, you probably won't get it right out of school, but say in the next 10 years, what would be your dream job?
Dream job, I want to be like a head producer for the Washington Capitals, I think.
Wow.
I think at least for their social media or marketing team, I think that would be awesome. I mean, I love hockey. I get social media. I'm really in tune with everything. From my experience, I've noticed the best things to market are the things that you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. So why not, you know, the team that I've been following for years with like all my favorite players and all that.
So, and you had
same thing with the Commanders and everything. Like, I think I want to work in sports doing social media. I know esports isn't forever for me, but it depends on, you know, how much it grows, because it grows every single day.
I am your father, right? I just want to make sure if, you know, with looking for a career in sports, I'm just making sure I'm your dad.
Yeah.
That's the test all came back positive. You had a great internship with the Capitals and Monumental.
Yeah.
It's a great organization. And they've invited you back for another internship, right? That could turn into a job. Is that where we're at?
So I've applied for a few. I did just get news back from one that I was a little underqualified for, that I didn't get the job, which is a bummer. But like I said, I wasn't very qualified for it. I just wanted to get my foot in the door. But yeah, I haven't received word yet or about anything official yet, but Monumental is the place that I'm
all our fingers are crossed for you. I hope you know that. And I think they would be.
I'm also not in a big rush just because after I graduate, I'll still have one class I need to take. And then, you know, I have the rest of my life to jump into my career.
And I heard Jimmy's is hiring.
Yeah. serve there.
I'm curious.
You could do their social media as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And then fix their email addresses.
They're a little lengthy.
Is it?
Yeah. Mike complains about it on a regular basis.
What is it? Like Jimmy's Old Town Tavern?
No, it's danielle.jimmy'soldtimetavern.somethingelse@gmail.com.
Yeah, we will get it in the fourth spot today.
Yeah,
it's not great. What is there any one thing, please don't say drinking, that you will miss about college?
Yeah, I'm going to miss the football games a lot.
That's the same as drinking.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You can watch the football games on TV.
Do you miss football games for the experience or for watching mom spill cheese on another person at the game?
Or just
both. Both. But now the tailgates are like larger than life. Like it's hard to explain without actually attending one. But I'm going to miss that for sure.
Well, that's why when you go to WVU, there's a lot of older students.
Yeah,
mature, a lot of mature students there tailgating.
Do you think you'll be a guy that goes back?
Yeah, I'd like to at least come back maybe once a year to go to a football game. I mean, I'm not going to be tailgating with my fraternity. Like, I don't want to be that guy, but I would love to go to the game with some of my alumni friends.
You made me tailgate with your fraternity. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Of course, that was before everything fell to the ground.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's back when it was like I was like really invested.
Yeah, and I was really invested too. I brought my own 12-pack, Josh.
That's right. You could do it again with Soul.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Linda Gowan says, say a special hi to the mountain lair and wants to know the current status of the People Mover. Now, for people who don't know what this is, it's a Disney-looking yellow subway-type pod that allegedly takes you around the campus, but we've never seen it working. What's the status?
It's been running well.
Has it really?
It was a rough winter. I haven't taken it since my freshman year, but when I walk to the gym, it's right. So the gym I go to is this rec center that's in the School of Business.
Uh-huh.
But connected to the School of Business is a PRT station. That's the People Mover, like the PRT.
What is the PRT? It stands for People.
I think it's Public Rapid Transportation.
Oh, I thought it would be People Really Transiting.
Yeah.
Now, does it go a little bit off campus? Because it sounds like a great way to go pick up the drunks.
Yeah, it goes downtown.
But it closes at
10. So
that's too early.
If you apply yourself, it's good fine.
It's good to get the drunks to the bars, but not get home.
Can you find a picture of the People Mover? I don't know that I explained it right, but it does look very Disney.
No, you did. Look up WVU PRT.
It's silly. We didn't even get to sit in one when we went up there because they were like on lockdown. But I was fascinated.
Well, when
by
we
it.
Went up, it was still COVID semester.
Oh, that's right.
Like
that's
everybody
right.
was. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if there were people on campus. I remember our tour.
Is it on a track?
Yep.
Oh yeah, it's like a little train.
A very little train.
Really,
you know what it looks like I'm getting the picture. It looks like the light rail.
Yeah.
But yellow okay. and ugly.
Yeah, it is. You have to admit, Robert, it is pretty ugly. You do have a beautiful
yeah.
campus at
no,
places.
It sucks. Yeah.
Here it is.
Look at
it's yeah. the short bus of the light rail.
Yeah, pretty much. It holds like, let's see, there's 8 seats in there. It can hold like 12 people, probably.
That's so awesome.
It's not a bad idea.
Isn't it, though? It would be better if it worked. And I'm glad that it's working for you.
I'm sure like 25 years ago, it was great. Like whenever it first came out, I thought it was probably awesome. But
now, how do you get, do you use your student ID to get in? Is it free?
Yeah, you swipe with
a nickel or anything?
Yeah, you swipe with your student ID. I think you can take it like if you're not a student, but I have no idea how much it costs.
$100.
Each car can hold 16 people is what the news article says. But this is the picture of it.
Oh, well, that's 16 people.
Okay,
certainly.
Yeah. I know that's from, so that's like Mountaineer Week, and they'll have like right in front of the mountain layer that I think Linda was talking about. There's, yeah. They'll do like all these food trucks and everything, but I remember that they have
that picture apparently has 83 people inside of that little car.
No, it's impossible.
No way.
Go back to that photo.
No, it doesn't.
That you got to look at the, no, that's
yeah,
not
no way.
Says, a Mountaineer Week tradition. The PRT can comfortably hold 16 people. But 83 students managed to squeeze in this car.
No.
No.
Well, if they did, it's not that photo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they did it on all three cars, 83 divided by 3.
Well, no, because when that picture that you showed, that was just like 3 cars stopped. Like, it's one at a time. Like, they're not
connected. Oh, they're single? That makes it even more Disney-like.
Yeah, so after football games, that's how I usually get home from the football games. I'll take that, go downtown, and then walk to my apartment. It's like a
there's the other angle of 83 people inside there.
That's not even 83 people.
I don't believe it's 83. But
and also, I know he's the mascot, but take a rifle away from that guy, that mountaineer. You shouldn't have a gun on the PRT, even if it's fake.
Well,
I don't like
83 people in a PRT is not the way you advertise it.
No, it's not. But I'm glad it's working well for you. Apparently, Senator Byrd. Led Secretary Volpe of the new United States Department of Transportation to make that Morgantown PRT development as a way to get to the future. Well, I don't see a lot of other PRTs around, but it was a good idea. Yeah, it'll be great. I want one that goes from Leesburg to Podville. Just one. And you can then that could do a stop for you at the
they
Capitals.
Have that. It's called the Metro.
No, but that's Ashburn. I don't want to drive to Ashburn. That's a drive in itself. Any burning couches lately?
Not that I've seen.
Good, no, good. I'm glad.
I know. It's
that.
it's like crazy illegal here now. Like there's no tolerance for that at all.
So, are you excited to come home though? And
yeah,
you know, this
I am.
Is a loaded question because home is home, and that's school. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's got to be a totally different thing. Home is nice, but it's not as exciting as school. So, but you are excited to come home?
Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like I'm going to be really relieved, I think, because I've literally been in school my entire life up until this point. And then
that's true. You did preschool too. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's
like
a long
time. A couple months from now, I'm done. Like, I don't have any more classes. I don't have any more assignments. Like,
yeah. Until you panic about getting a job and you go to get your master's.
Yeah. That's what I was going to, because I would totally get my master's if it's like a part of whatever job I'm working for, which would be, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That's a lot to ask for though.
The master of video games.
Yeah. No, I think if I got one, I'd do business administration because I've heard that pairs well with social media marketing.
Or take after your mom or your dad. You could do cartography or broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Or do a podcast about maps. I mean, it all comes together. It really, really does. Well, we've got a stack of news that is going to be fun because my son will react to me trying to pick hip news for him. So we will do news right after this. And thank you, Robert, for letting us know what's going on in the college scene. We can't. Has all the snow melted? Mm-hmm. He says yes. Good.
Yes, it has.
We'll be right back. Ah, speaking of WVU, how would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party you go to? Be fun. Don't make up a story about being TikTok friends with Neil Sedaka, because that is a lie. Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. You can get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, Robert, listen to this. You've got to watch your pennies. Yeah. And you're over 21. You can get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. And that's it. That's right. Naked Wines believes that great wine is an experience. So turn off the noise of the outside world and uncork a bottle to celebrate the little joys in life. Plus, you can pause or cancel anytime. You know, I'm very fond of my mother, but since I got her a case of Naked Wines, she really does love me. And you can make that magic happen, too. You need to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code, TMOS, for both the code and the password, and you'll get 6 bottles of wine, great wine, for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. And good luck remembering the words to Calendar Girl, which is a Neil Sedaka record. Robert, do you know who Neil Sedaka is?
I feel like I should. That sounds familiar.
You're about to find out.
No, you're not. I'm just curious. Just keeping an eye on our demographics, Josh. That's all.
Oh, no, he will if he's monitoring your TikToks.
Yeah, he will. I've got a plan, Robert.
You can't say that and then not tell me.
I'm going to break TikTok. I'm going to... Neil Sedaka is a musician in the 60s and 70s, great songwriter, and he follows 5 people on TikTok. He's got 120,000 followers, but only follow, and it is my destination to have Neil Sedaka follow me by doing a dozen videos where I pretend to be him.
That's
can't
a
miss.
Great. No, that's actually a great idea.
They can't miss.
Like, not no sarcasm or anything.
I do
too.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to know that I'm young.
That's gonna be fun. You might become a meme though.
I'd be okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I might change my shirt, but
the Neil Sedaka guy. People are gonna start calling you. Yeah.
Welcome to Robert's graduation. Oh, do you know who your speaker's gonna be at graduation yet? You've got a big college.
No, not yet.
So I bet you get someone good.
Did you see who the speaker is for Maryland this year?
It's Kermit, isn't it?
It's Kermit. Yes,
I love
Kermit.
It.
That's awesome.
That would be so
I
great.
Wish we were getting Kermit.
I got, for my graduation, we got a high-ranking board member at General Electric. Not the president, just a guy who's pretty high up in General Electric. So I ditched my big graduation.
I don't remember my high school graduation. I don't remember who it was. But the year before me, my dad made me go to their graduation.
Uh-huh.
Because he wanted to go see the speaker because it was Kathy Lee.
Hey. Wow.
So I remember we had
that. Well, Maryland native, it makes sense. Did she go to the school?
Her niece or nephew or someone went to this school.
One of the Johnsons, because she was Kathy Lee Johnson before she was Kathy Lee Gifford. All right. Good news. Katy Perry is okay. They have returned from the sky. It was, of course, as you know, yesterday. What is it? It's not called JetBlue. It's called, what's it called?
Blue Orbit?
Yeah, no. Blue Oyster, I think. Anyway, it's that do-it-yourself rocket.
Yeah. Did you see Jeff Bezos trying to find the door to open the space capsule when it landed?
He didn't. He wasn't able to find it. Blue Origin.
Well, no, I've got
name.
Some
yeah.
video. Blue Origin.
Oh, you do?
I added video to your collection. Check out
I love
Jeff
it. Let's
Bezos
see it.
As soon yeah. as it landed. Because remember, okay. his fiance was on it.
Yes. Her name is Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah. So pay attention to him running around the side of the capsule.
Well, he always looks cool.
Here he comes.
Okay.
I fell down.
Oh, the music's trying to give away what's going to happen. It's all
Jay Leno would have been out for months.
Yeah, it's a total face plant. Total face plant. But I like that he was wearing his cool Bezos clothes, the tight black t-shirt. Because it's cool.
All right. So they were in space. They were, the whole flight was what, 11 minutes long?
About 10 minutes. Yeah. They flew to an altitude of 62 miles, which just above the Kármán line, which is what they call the edge of the Earth's atmosphere. Yes. It's what you said, Josh. It's a game. It's a theme park ride. They strap in and they go and they come back. Yeah.
And I found out one of the girls that was on there, she was on there because she designed their spacesuits to be more modern and fashion forward. So that was her role of the crew.
There's a comedian I enjoy very much named Thomas Lennon, and he put a video up yesterday, and he said, I'm watching these new spacesuits. They really need one thing, which is they need to be surrounding Austin Powers because they do look like fembots up there.
It reminded me of one of those slingshot rides where you just go up and come back down. And I think we need to just, everyone needs to start kissing the ground when they get off rides.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a piece of video of them in the air. I don't have the kissing because it just, right,
you got the screaming?
Yeah, this is the
screaming.
Screaming.
One, two, three, taking up space!
Tamir's in space!
Look at all the controls inside of there.
It's like a jail.
There's not a single button for them to mess something up.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the room you get in to go to the Haunted Mansion in Disney. It's like just a octagon. And that is really an unimpressive looking vessel when you look at it. I think that the Blue Origin should look more like the People Mover up in West Virginia. Wouldn't that be a good looking spaceship? It holds 18 people. Right. Well, they're all okay. And here, if you feel bad today, just remember this, Josh. Katy Perry says, quote, "I feel super connected to love."
Yes. Even though she tweeted, "What does that even mean?" I don't know. 2 years before going out, so she had it all planned before she even launched. And apparently, she released either her set list or tour dates while up in space, but the camera was too blurry to pick it up.
That's a shame. So, poor Katy Perry.
You said a couple of the people, and they like made sense to go up there. Like I can understand.
No one on that list made sense.
Well like Bezos' wife, you can make an argument for, and then the
fiance,
person, why is Katy Perry up there? That's what I was so confused about. Like,
pop
why
singer.
But is that it? Like, she's
name
up there.
Yeah.
Just like
that's
Gail King is there to be on to get more TV exposure.
Exactly. Yeah. And then there was also a filmmaker, a former NASA scientist, and a research scientist. Well, good for them. I get a lot of grief for this on this show. I have no interest in space travel. Let's get things organized here on Earth where we live before we worry about going somewhere else. But I hope they had a good time. And what's lucky is they were all tall enough to get on the good ride. Now, Robert, I'm so glad you're furthering your college career and you're not going to make any bad choices, because karma is a bitch. And Charlie Sheen, remember, he drinks tiger blood. He has a daughter called Sammy. And sometimes karma can pay back if bad things happen to you. Sometimes karma can pay back if bad things occur with someone you love. Well, she has a OnlyFans account. Now, she won't do... I would be heartbroken, Robert, if you had an OnlyFans account.
No.
You know her dad subscribes.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
To and hers?
Yeah. Well,
maybe.
He's a creep.
That's sick.
Well, he is a creep. She's 21, and she does have limits. She won't do sex or, as she says, full nudity. She likes to keep it classy while still giving people their money's worth, if that makes sense. However, she did agree this week when someone requested to post a picture of her foot in a toilet. Classy.
How much did that cost?
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, it's good that an OnlyFans model wants to keep things classy.
Yeah. And then her quote is, "Why does that turn you on? Is my foot going into a toilet? That's weird. Okay, but why not?" Good for you, Charlie, bringing new people to the world. But yeah, foot in the toilet. I can't.
Yeah, that's so weird.
You know, something for everybody, I guess, but that's not my scene. Robert, this is where I get hip. Shout out to Shaboozy.
I'm like not even going to say anything. Well, that was so not hip.
Okay,
like,
well,
that was the opposite of what you wanted, I bet.
Well, I'm thinking, Shaboozy, is he still happening?
I believe his song was in the Minecraft movie.
I still haven't seen that movie. I kind of want to, but I don't want to get hit with popcorn.
Well, let's cover that later because I have some video I'd like to share. But
I get Shaboozy and another guy confused, so maybe.
Is it Shaboozy and J.D. Vance? I always get them confused.
Not quite.
Okay. He has a new deluxe version of his 2024 album coming out called Where I've Been Isn't Where I'm Going, The Complete Edition, and it features songs with Jelly Roll and Sierra Farrell. But it seems odd that you would do a special edition 1 year after the album came out. Do you know any Shaboozy fans up there that are going to be all over this?
I don't know any Shaboozy fans in general. I think he's a country rapper, right?
Yes, yeah, that genre.
He's got that tipsy song.
That's all I know him from. But I see people like, especially rappers, like rappers always put out deluxe albums and everything just so they can get it more sales and then like hopefully get it to Diamond or
I'm glad no one that I like does that, like Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
He deletes everything. Oh,
so
and by the
Elvis,
way,
yeah.
Well, Elvis is dead. You can't blame him.
That's true.
The deluxe version will be available on April 25th, and I love bringing up the fact that I got that story from a website called Holler.
Mm-hmm.
Holla.
Holla.
All right, so that one you found specifically to try to impress your son.
Didn't work. Billie Eilish
would not have made the news last week.
No, it would not have. I would not give it to. I wouldn't do it for Katie, and I wouldn't do it for Tony Perkins. That was for Robert, and you know what? It landed badly.
Let's replay it tomorrow for Tony. Let's see if it plays better.
Oh, play best of? I mean, not even do the story again. Just play the tape.
No, I'm saying do the story again. Let's see if Tony reacts better than Rob.
Okay, I was going to say we could play the tape, and then Tony could just talk in the parts where Robert was silent. I love Billie Eilish. I don't know where you guys stand on Billie Eilish. Mm-hmm. She's extraordinarily talented. Have all of her albums, and that sounds like something you would say as a joke in the 1960s, but I really do have all of her albums. But did you know she always hated her name? Now, I'm okay with my name. Robert, I guess you like your name okay. Oh, and you've changed it on the board.
I changed it.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, okay.
Josh.
I changed it before
we started the show, I think, or right at the beginning.
Thought it was the basketball guy. But do you guys like your names okay?
Yeah. I think it's dope that I'm the third.
Yeah, that is dope.
You
know who would like that? Shaboozy would like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shaboozy. Go ahead. What, Josh?
Well, because of her middle name, right? Isn't that her problem?
Oh, I don't know her middle name.
I believe it's Pirate.
Pirate?
No way.
I believe it's Pirate. Let me check.
Wow.
Wait, so is Billie Eilish like her government name? I always thought that was like a stage name.
No, that was given to her. She was named after her grandfather, William. And
right,
so
her
she
full
as
name
a, okay, go ahead.
Is Billie Eilish Pirate Bard O'Connell.
Wow.
I would hate my name too.
Yeah, it is a terrible name.
Well, all she's talking about is the first name. She said that she always thought Billie, she was called like, that's a boy's name, that's a boy's name. But as she grew up, she grew to like it. Because she was named after her grandfather, William. But let's talk about this pirate thing. This is unscripted.
Pirate Bard O'Connell.
So O'Connell, so I thought her real last name was Eilish, but apparently it's O'Connell. I think of that as the, we have a Catholic high school around here, Bishop O'Connell High School, but I doubt she's a relation. And then, of course, Robert, you're not named Pirate.
No.
No.
Just a nickname.
And I can't figure out why she has Pirate in her name.
Well, I think probably it makes no sense, and that's probably the reason. Maybe she had those hip parents. You know, those
Yeah,
parents.
That's what I was thinking.
Big fan. You know, she would be almost the right age to have been born when Pirates of the Caribbean came out.
Okay.
Maybe they were big into Jack Sparrow.
There's no way she was named after Jack Sparrow.
Bard?
That'd be crazy.
Bard is her mom's name.
Okay.
Her mom's maiden name.
Okay.
O'Connell's her dad's name.
Right.
So that's where the Bard O'Connell comes from.
Right.
So that's her last name.
Right.
Billie Eilish is her first name.
All right.
Pirate is her technical middle name, which I could not figure out. What? No.
Wait, Billie Eilish is, that's her first name.
Billie Eilish is her first name.
What?
Wow.
That's
so
weird.
We never talked about her as one of those one name singers.
Well, you know, I would think maybe it's a two named thing, but when you fill out a form and it says first, middle, last, maybe she just puts Billie Eilish as her first name to make sure it falls out right. I don't know.
Her
it's
middle
weird.
Name.
Maybe
Eilish
it's a thing like Carrie Lynn.
Yeah,
you know?
Could be. Yeah, could be. But
that's,
Eilish
that's
is
weird.
Lynn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eilish was supposed to be her first name. She was supposed to be Irish pirate. But then her grandfather passed away while her mom was pregnant. So they tacked on Billy on the front. So it became Billy Eilish.
Billy Eilish pirate. That's great.
Eilish pirate is a great name. I think she could have had just as good of a career with that name.
I do not care about Billy Eilish. I am so intrigued by her parents now.
Yeah, I want to find out about them. Yeah,
I want to find out what they were on.
Well, I know that her. If you want to find her dad, he's part of 15 men, and they're on a dead man's chest. So you just got to find him out there. Is the old pirate reference. Robert, thank you. Did you know that there is, and this goes to you, to Josh, as well, there is a mathematical formula for a truly joyful day? And I know we're all going to have a perfect day because we started on the air together. But the mathematical formula for a perfectly joyful day is BDE. That means best day ever. BDE is equivalent to FAM6 plus FR2 plus SOCH 1.5 plus EX2 plus EAT1 minus WRK6 minus TV1 minus CMT0.2C5. So just follow that.
I got seven.
Okay. Let me break it down for you. The best day ever is equal to 6 hours with family. That's good, right?
Okay.
2 hours with friends, 1.5 hours of extra socializing, plus 2 hours of exercise, 1 hour of eating and drinking, less than 6 hours of work, 1 hour of screen time, and no more than a 15-minute commute. I mean, beautiful if you can do it, but that seems not realistic.
It seems like someone asked AI, hey, could you make me an hypothetical thing?
Or as we call it, and A1.
And
until this job, I've never had a shorter than 15-minute commute.
I know. That's
magical.
My commute's
always been long.
And the thing is, 6 hours of sleep? Does that seem enough?
No.
I don't think it does.
I mean, it's what I get, but it's never enough.
No, you want more. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's a perfect,
but you know what?
Joyful
this
day.
This is a good time to say that we're going to have a TMOS extra out later today about
that's
living
true.
A positive life.
Exactly.
So,
and it has
how to
nothing
start your
to
day every morning joyful.
Nothing to do with 6 hours with your family. Oh, not Aesop is going to get MVP today. He says, her older brother, Phineas Eilish, I guess, Phineas wanted her to be named pirate when she was expected. So,
yeah, but you don't take advice from like a 2-year-old on what to name your kid.
But
what
if the 2-year-old
Julia want to name Robert?
Gone. Phineas, you know, you can say that you don't take advice from a 2-year-old, but not many 2-year-olds have gold records. Josh, what is I had a baseball question for you.
Okay.
What is a slugging average? It's different than a batting average, right?
Yeah, it's a mathematical formula based on if you get a double or higher.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So if you get a double, triple, or a home run, it increases that slugging percentage. I believe I've got that right.
That sounds right. Who plays currently first base for the Orioles?
Ryan Mountcastle.
Is he a power hitter?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay, because they're saying now that looking over closely the statistics for the season last year, the 2024 season, first basemen aren't hitting home runs anymore, and no one can figure out why.
Yeah,
there is a dearth of first basemen with their slugging percentage. Why is this, Josh?
Yeah, I think it's because of the way the position is changing and the way people are growing. Is for years and years, that was where you'd put your older guy who could just hit home runs and you'd have to squeeze him there. Now the DH has expanded to the National League as well. So you can put the guy in that DH role.
Okay.
So I think that has been part of it. And then I think it's just that pitchers right now have the advantage in baseball where it changes year to year. Right now, I really think we're in a pitching renaissance.
Does the pitching renaissance have anything to do with the shorter games? It seems to me that
no, that all helps the offense.
I would say it would help offense.
The pitch clock and everything helps
the
offense. So I don't know why it's just that position. Maybe it's just now people are playing any position and it's not stuck to that one spot.
Well, it's disappointing because famous first basemen, Albert Pujols, Jim Thome, Mark McGwire, of course, and Rafael Palmeiro, they're top 15 hitters of all time.
Yeah, it's also a steroid list.
All right, we can close with that. That's very nice. Thank you. The steroid list. Do you ever watch the show Hot Ones where people have to answer questions?
I know.
It's a little podcast where they where he interviews people while eating wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? That's a clever gimmick, I guess. But I would think it would be hard to book people, especially after this story comes out. Will Forte, one of the more useless people from Saturday Night Live, but he did do the MacGruber movies. He did his second appearance on Hot Wings. His first appearance was a charity thing, and he did it. And after he completed it, he excused himself and went to the bathroom, but did not wash his hands before he went to the bathroom. And he complained to the host that his penis felt like a flipping volcano. Do not touch.
That should just be common sense. Like, yeah, that's him being an idiot.
No, I don't know. I don't think I would have thought of washing my hands either.
After eating hot wings?
Well, if I don't have the sauce on my hands, if I've wiped them off on a napkin or something and I'm thinking nothing of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sit outside Buffalo Wild Wings. Monitor the bathrooms.
Keep them away from your eyes and keep them away. Yeah. Really just wash your hands before. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm never going to give you a hard time for washing your hands.
And I don't think it should burn unless you have some sores or something.
Well, it's Will Forte. I don't know. Whatever you think. Maybe some sores. Let's close with this. The worst messages to send on dating apps. Robert, you're currently living the bachelor lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
So you're single. Or you're not on dating apps, are you?
No, I'm not. No.
You're too handsome. You don't need that.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, a survey came out of the worst opening lines for dating apps. So you want to stay away from these. Stay away from, hey, 78% of people don't like that. 72%.
Sounds horrible.
I know. How about this one? You up? Question mark. That's also hated. Cheesy pickup lines like, did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
These are the same guys that just send a picture.
Was that your method? Just send a picture?
No. No.
I've turned down so many pictures from Will Forte. But
all burning.
So we got also don't start with hey beautiful or hey handsome, and voted number one bad pickup line for if you are on a dating site. Hey, it's Lyle and Eric. Have you seen our miniseries? Don't do that. Thank you.
I'm confused. Yeah.
Is that a reference?
Lyle and Eric Menendez, the Menendez brothers.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, hey, that worked really well for Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, it did. And you know what? I'm glad it's the Menendez brothers returning to the news 2 days in a row. Lyle and Eric Menendez, convicted killers. That's it. You see, people don't like that.
Yeah.
Nothing is better than the autopsy of a joke. When we come back, I've got some questions for Josh, who put himself through living hell yesterday, one of my least favorite things to do, and I want his take on it, and I think we'll have some advice. So stick around, folks. We'll be right back as soon as we wake Robert up. I'm kidding. I really thought that Menendez joke would play better.
It went over my head.
I see. Yeah. All right. Maybe I should have punched it a little more.
If you threw in the last name,
yes,
yeah, exactly. It would have nailed. Well, now you know.
I think that takes away from it. Autopsy closed. Commercial starting. Is your cat having digestive issues, throwing up their food, in need of a diet upgrade? Well, listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Smalls. Smalls Cat Food has protein-packed recipes with preservative-free ingredients that you'd find in your own fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. That's why Cats.com named Smalls their best overall cat food. And you can get 35% off plus an additional 50% off your first order. Just head over to Smalls.com and use code TMOS for a limited time only. Customer Elizabeth said, and Robert, listen to this. This is important. Customer Elizabeth said, and I quote, "My cat was always so-so with her usual food, but she is very enthusiastic about Smalls. Her breath is better, and she poops much less frequently, and it doesn't smell disgusting like it used to." I
love an enthusiastic cat.
I do, and I think Elizabeth is quite enthusiastic as well. I think they get along just fine. After switching to Smalls, 88% of cat owners report overall health improvements, plus you can try it risk-free. I love this. That means a full refund if your cat won't eat their food. So what are you waiting for? Give your cat the food they deserve for a limited time only because you are a Mike O'Mara Show listener. You can get 35% off Smalls plus an additional 50% off your additional order by using the code TMOS. That's an additional 50% off when you again use promo code TMOS for an additional 50% off your first order plus free shipping at smalls.com. So, Josh, you put up a fast motion video on social yesterday.
Yeah, I believe time lapse.
Is it? Well, okay, time lapse.
That's what the phone called it.
Oh, so it's a phone thing, not a TikTok thing. I didn't know what how you.
Oh, it was photographed it. Well, I got a new stand for my phone, and it has
Timu?
An app that goes with it. Not it was not a Timu purchase.
Oh, I was going to do the gong. Damn it!
No,
okay.
Unfortunately, I decided not to risk that.
Okay. Well, I think for a phone stand,
yeah,
you'd
I think
be
I
okay.
Could, you could get you by. Could, with you
it. It's like a big electronic gimbal thing.
Oh, those are
oh,
nice.
Oh, that's for your trip to Europe.
Or the trip to Europe and all, and so I can TikTok more. So it's got a built-in stand. So I used the stand to kind of record myself. Build in a grill.
Okay.
Because it was time. We've talked about it on here before that I needed a grill.
When you go to Europe with your fancy iPhone gimbal, you'll want to wear a t-shirt that says, "Hi, I'm an American tourist."
Yes. And I'll have the translating earbuds from Timu so I can hear everyone make fun of me.
Exactly. So you bought a grill. Where did you get your grill? And what grill was it?
The Walmart.
Because oh, okay.
Here's what I did. I stressed over the price of grills. Because you can buy a grill from anywhere from $25 to like $1,500.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Costco has a lot of my dollars for my...
Yes, I've looked at the Costco grills. I knew I did not want a Blackstone.
Okay.
I know they're all the rage right now. But I actually would like to grill and it tastes like a grill. Not on a flat stone.
Okay, yeah. You want the grill marks, you want the fire.
And I knew I wanted charcoal. Mm-hmm. So I kept looking at different charcoal or pellet or wood grills because I didn't want gas.
Okay. Why are you anti-gas?
I think the food tastes better when it's not on gas.
What about what Hank Hill said on King of the Hill? Taste the meat, not the heat.
Yeah, I prefer mine smoked or anything.
You know what? I can't really complain because I have a charcoal and a gas grill.
So I went to Walmart and settled on, I'm going to buy the... $40 just cheap grill that like everyone had in the 80s.
Okay, fine.
So I
retro
went there,
grill.
Yeah, I went there to get the retro grill and then I looked at cleanup and how that was and remembered cleaning those old grills and said, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
But they had another charcoal grill bigger for $94.
Look at that.
And I said, hey, $94, that's a good starter grill. I can see how much I use it. It's got more space. It says it can cook 24 hamburgers. So I can have a nice graduation party here. I don't think I know 24 people in Florida. But
well, everyone will have to eat two.
We'll have to eat three, four apiece.
That's the good thing about 24. It's divisible by two, three,
but
four.
It had nice features like raising and lowering the coals.
I like that. So, does it raise the coals or does it raise the rack above the coals?
No, it raises the actual coals.
That's fantastic.
The food stays level. Mm-hmm. The coals you raise up and down. And then it had a little tray to collect all the ashes underneath. So I was like, that'll make cleanup easier. Mm-hmm. So I made the purchase. What I didn't think about was putting it together.
Putting together a grill is quite literally hell on earth.
Yeah.
And I can think of three grills I've done in the nearly 24 years that Carrie and I have been married. You okay, Robert?
Yeah, the sneeze.
Oh, I thought you were spitting. I'm glad it was just a sneeze. But I put together a Duquesne, which is, you might as well, before you put together a Duquesne grill, take a kitchen rasp, like, you know, for grating food, and just go ahead and take all the skin off your knuckles, because it's going to leave no matter what. Because of all the little metal screws.
I remember you setting that one up.
That one. And then the Weber is easier to assemble, but it's long. It's a long process. And you kind of tricked us with the time lapse. How long did it, and did, oh, maybe first off. Did Walmart offer pre-assembly for
they
a
had so they had some that were pre-assembled.
Okay.
And I was going to ask someone if I could just take one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But I went around and was like shaking them and they seemed a little like wobbly. Like
I've
maybe
always
the
done the same
them together
thing.
Did not care.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll grab one myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what the time lapse. Yeah. It shortens it up to about 2 minutes. I think it took about an hour.
And what
so
fun.
It wasn't too bad. The problem I had was when I first opened it, there was so many parts that I just kept pulling out panels.
Yeah, I saw
and I
that.
Was like, I was like, what is this? And each panel seemed like it was thinner metal than the other panel. So, and then there are tons of cardboard. The box is out for recycling to pick up today. And somehow the box is completely full
Yeah, after you've taken all this stuff out.
It's like I took an entire grill out of this box and the box is still full. But
does it feel sturdy?
It feels sturdy. Everything was way thinner than I expected when putting it together.
Yeah, it's is it like a cheap bookshelf that it only gets feeling strong once it's totally assembled?
Oh, yes. And because it's a thin metal, it's like things didn't quite line up. Like it bent a little bit in packaging, so I had to kind of force it to line the screw up. And then it's all fine, but just a little fighting with it during that. And now, so now I've got a grill.
You should have bought a Temu grill.
Why didn't I look?
You should have. But anyway, I'm sorry.
This is a Expert Grill is the name of this company.
Expert.
Expert. Yes.
Wow. Do you feel truly qualified to operate such a grill?
I just hope the little temperature gauge is an expert gauge at the top.
Do not trust your temperature gauge. Do not.
So I've got it put together. I've got a bag of charcoal. I also bought a barbecue tools. You know how they give you like a nice package of all the tools you're going to need.
Let me guess, a fork, tongs, and a spatula.
I haven't opened up the bag.
Okay. It's in a bag?
Yeah, it's in like a zipped, mystery. It's in like a zipped container.
I definitely would have bought tools from Temu. They'd be so small.
The tools were also made by Expert Grill. Well, so I'm all in on this company.
That's great. You want to definitely have your hardware match your software.
Walmart sells either Blackstone or Expert Grill.
How do you light your charcoal? Do you use the starter?
Do you use the fluid? I use a lighter or a match.
Well, so you buy like the pre-soaked, what do they call them? Easy Light or stuff like that.
I bought the Easy Light so that I wouldn't have to buy the lighter fluid.
If you really wanted to be expert, you'd have to buy yourself a charcoal chimney.
I looked at them.
Did you?
And I said, I know my brother has one of these and he loves this, but how much do I really need this thing?
You don't. You don't need it at all.
I can just light the charcoal and just wait, and I'll be perfectly fine. Now, here's my question. I need advice for what I can cook on this grill.
Okay.
Now, here's why it gets tricky, because the hamburger, sausage, hot dogs, chicken, the classic grill stuff, great, no problem. Got that.
Right.
My wife's a vegan, so I need some vegan ideas for what I can cook on there.
All right, let's give some thought to that.
Some vegetables, some...
Let's give some pineapple. Thought to that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and figure out your vegan options for your grill, because I just looked at where we are. We need to sneak one more break in here. And I've already got the best thing. I know exactly...
I think I got a good one, too.
Attaboy.
Good.
Attaboy.
I could use this.
Robert, I don't want to say the same thing as you. Were you going to say oatmeal?
Bananas.
Delicious.
They both fall through the cracks.
Not if you put it long ways and they fit in a hot dog bun. Come on. Don't give my son a hard time. Bananas is the way to go. Let's face it, Robert. Bugs bug everybody. And everyone has to deal with bugs in and around your house. Do you have bugs in the apartment up there?
Never. No. Which is good.
That is good. You know, we get them here. Yeah. We get them around here. Ants. And this is the season. And so that's why you need to be like me. Check out our next sponsor. It's called Pesty. If you're looking for somewhere to hang out, these bugs are going to come into your house and they're going to get at you and they're going to be everywhere. So you got to stop it where it begins. And that's where Pesty comes out. That's where Pesty comes in handy. Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. Now listen, other pest control companies charge over $800 per year, but with Pesty, get started for $35 per treatment and you get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. When you order, they know where you live and they know what bugs you're going to be dealing with, so they send you the proper juice. It is amazing. They get rid of over 100 types of bugs, from spiders and ants to roaches and scorpions. The kit includes a sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions, so you complete your application in less than 10 minutes. I've done it last year, and it does take less than 10 minutes. You charge up the sprayer, and you're like a pro. You go, psh, just around the seams of your house, and bugs are no more. The best part is that Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you don't have to worry. That's good, because when Robert's home, I don't want him eating all of the poison so I have to make sure I get stuff safe. You don't have to worry about that. Pesty also offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. So protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off and go bug-free. So we were talking about Josh's Grill and vegan options. Now, how vegan is she? I just have to ask because Carrie's has a vegan cousin, or he was vegan when he was dating someone who was head of a vegan organization. I don't think he still is, but before he would grill, he would actually clean the grill to get rid of all traces of meat.
Yes, I would cook it. I would have to cook it on a separate side.
Okay.
You know, it can be on the same grill, just on the split sides.
Okay. Robert, what is your idea for vegan cookery on a grill?
I was like bell peppers, like onions and peppers and all that stuff, and then maybe some mushrooms.
Very good. And then, if you buy yourself...
The mushroom burgers are pretty good, too, so...
If you buy yourself a small cast iron pan, you can get them at a hardware store, and they work exceptionally well on a grill. They hold the heat, and then you can, you know, almost saute the stuff. But what I love to do is to take a nice white onion or a yellow onion rather, a sweet one, and cut it pretty thick, maybe half inch slices, and grill those almost like hamburger patties. And if you're careful, you flip them, they stay in one piece. Yeah, it's just the onion, but it caramelizes under the heat.
Oh, okay.
With the caramelization of the heat, you can put it on a bun, you could have it, which is not too shabby.
And I was sure you were going to go with corn.
You know what?
I thought corn was going to be your suggestion.
I didn't say corn because I thought you were going to say corn.
I grilled corn last night. I did.
There you go.
Yeah. You don't have... Not on a toaster. Good throwback, though. Good callback.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has. Your grill, obviously, since it's charcoal, doesn't have a side burner?
It does not.
Okay. I have a side burner, and so what I do, I boil my corn outside because the kitchen doesn't get hot that way, and then finish it on the grill.
See, I never understood the point of the side burner because I had burners in the house.
Well, it is if you want to keep stuff centralized. And also for me, it really is. If I boil a pot of water in our kitchen, it'll heat up the kitchen. It makes it
hot. Yeah, I was just about to say, like when we're cooking, it's, I don't even know like if it's the house, like we'll have the fan on and stuff. And it just gets so hot in the kitchen so fast. Like even
That's
if
because
you're
so much great things, so many great things are happening. That's why.
Yeah.
I would go with onions. Yeah.
All right. I did pull up a list of great vegan options to cook on the grill and was wondering if you guys have tried this.
Okay.
Because this one intrigues me. Grilled peaches. Have you ever?
I've had pineapple, but that sounds good.
Peaches sounds really good grilled.
I've had broiled peaches. I think a cooked peach is part of the peach Melba dessert. So if you grilled a peach and served it on some vanilla ice cream, you'd be ready.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I feel like that'd be so good.
The other one. How about a carrot dog?
You cook a carrot on the grill. On that.
You put it on a hot dog bun, and then you throw some zucchini and onions on top of it.
It just kept getting worse.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
You know, gluten free roll too.
You could do the baby carrots and do baby pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
You would just have to wrap them in the dough. No, I think that many of the veggies, and you mentioned mushrooms, you can grill.
There's the carrot dogs.
That, ew, you know what? That looks awful. Like hell right there. Yes.
Do you like squash?
Squash tastes like what you cook it with.
Squash is fine.
Yeah, I like squash. That could be good.
Yeah. You can. I have grilled bacon, but she probably wouldn't go for that being vegan.
No.
But it does make a nice high flame.
No, and we could do some pizza. I can do some pizza out there.
That's true.
Ooh, like pineapple.
Or just cheese.
Yeah, true.
She will have cheese, not things with eggs in it. So I know some vegans do not touch cheese.
Okay, does she eat dairy at all? I mean, like will she eat ice cream? Will she eat...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So she's not... Oh, God bless her. She's not a true vegan, which is what makes my head explode.
Very, very close.
Yeah.
Like, Carrie, no eggs, but yes.
Well, does she do fish?
No.
Pescatarian. Great word. Yeah. Julia has had two boyfriends in a row that for some reason or another can't eat cheese. Well, and it drives me crazy. I think everyone should eat cheese. Yeah. That was his opening line. I don't eat cheese.
Right. No cheese.
the cheese.
Well, Josh, good luck. Keep us updated. And of course, yeah. Instagram all of your meals. We right. love when you do that.
Yeah. Send me some recipes.
Carrot dogs. I used to call Linus that. He liked carrots. But anyway, when we come back, we'll have some beautiful video for you and some stuff that I know Robert is excited to talk about coming up on The Mike O'Mara Show. Robert, I really hope you can make it because Derby time is right around the corner and the Mike O'Mara Show Kentucky Derby Party is racing your way. It's Saturday, May 3rd, 5 p.m. at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for a night of fun, laughter, food, drinks, and of course, the big race. Now, Robert, do you know about the hat contest?
No, I do not.
You see, this is what's great. The Kentucky Derby is known for, of course, mint juleps and ladies wearing outrageous hats. And men sometimes wear a hat too, but I'm talking like flowers and fruit and things all over it. We are going to have our gentlemen and ladies' boldest, fiercest, most fabulous hat contest. So you have to wear a lady's hat, but you can be a man or a woman. Actually, we won't even ask your pronouns. Anyone can win if you wear an outrageous hat. So I'm thinking big, feathered, and fabulous. Are you listening? The best part, all this stuff is free. So mark your calendars, rally your crew, and RSVP now. You definitely want a reservation for this event. Just call 703-435-GYMS. That's 703-435-GYMS. Mike and Josh are traveling north for this big time fun. The least you can do is make the trip. In any case, see you Saturday, May 3rd at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. And remember, the odds are in your favor. Remember, because it's important, people can call Jimmy's at 703-435-GYMS or email. You ready, Robert?
Yep.
Email danielle.jimmysoldtowntavern@gmail.com for reservations. Once again, danielle.jimmysoldtowntavern@gmail.com for reservations. Come on out. You'll laugh till you're hoarse. Get it?
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Say it and win, Robert.
Say it and win. WLS.
All righty. Let's start with the new movie. Why can't I think of it? With Jack Black.
Minecraft
movie. Exactly. Forgive me for having that mental blip there. Robert, you have not seen it, but your friends have seen it.
Yeah, and I have a great story. I don't want to say his name, but...
That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So my good friend, he went with his fraternity last week, and they have that big trend going on that I'm sure you'll show a video of where people are just trashing these theaters.
Yeah.
One of my friends who I'd say is like a hothead a little bit too.
Such a great word.
He was at the movie and some teenager a couple rows back threw a bucket of popcorn and it hit him right in the back of the head. And I would pay thousands of dollars to get this security footage, because if you knew the guy and you knew how like easily mad he got, I would kill to see his reaction.
That's why.
But no, I haven't seen the movie yet. I think I'm gonna wait until it's streaming, because I know it's not good and I don't want to deal with.
I don't know. People love it, and you were way into this Minecraft when you were little. Yeah. I used to give you a hard time about the square pigs.
I'd probably say it's one of my like top video games of all time.
But it's not like an action game, is it? Is there fighting or anything? You just go around.
I mean,
and
there's
build.
Fighting. This type of game is called a sandbox, which means it's like open world and you can literally do like whatever you want as long as the game like allows it. Like if you want to build a castle, you can build a castle. If you want to like, I don't know, build a pirate ship, you can build a pirate ship. Like, you can do whatever you want.
When my kids were really into Minecraft, my two oldest girls. And they were little, and they would want me to play with them. And my brain, I just can't handle that game. I'm not very good at it. But what I did learn is I learned two things. I learned how to dig, and I learned how to use the dynamite. So
nice.
I built a little house while the kids were all playing, and they're building their fancy houses. And I built a little square house, and then I dug all the way across the map to underneath of their houses, filled it up with dynamite. And just waited for them to say their house was done. And then I lit the dynamite from my house and blew up their houses.
That's fantastic.
It was such a good dad move, because they were just shocked at what happened.
I guess
I would have been heated if that ever happened.
they mad at each other because they thought each other did it. And then when they found out I did it, they couldn't be mad about
it. Oh, so you're all like on your own accounts. So you're all in your own world, but it's the same world for everybody. So they can't monitor you.
And I did it all underground. So they had no clue what I was doing.
That's really, you know what?
It's one of my favorite dad moments.
I say it with pride. That is a true dick move. Love it. Yeah, I wish I thought of it.
I wish there was game streaming back then.
But if you went to see the Minecraft movie and you're getting ready and you're probably going to yell chicken jockey and throw popcorn at Robert's friend, how cool would it be if the announcement before the movie telling you not to do that is made by Jack Black? And he did a surprise appearance at a Los Angeles movie theater. This is great. And if for fans of the movie, this had to be an all-time moment.
Presentation of a Minecraft movie. Please, no throwing popcorn.
Him disguising his voice.
And also, no lapis lazuli. And also, absolutely no chicken jockeys.
No! Oh, yeah!
Look at it. It's so great.
I like all the kids trying to have their phones.
Are you ready to rock? Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy a Minecraft movie!
I think that is the coolest move. I mean, to be that hot, red hot right now, and to just pop into a theater with an actual prop from the movie, how do you not love that?
I'm happy that the movie, like, this game's super nostalgic for me because, like I said, it's one of my favorites, like, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad it wasn't a complete flop because I knew that's, like, what everybody thought.
Yeah, and everyone
I heard the
was
movie,
thinking
the movie does suck from what I've heard, but, like,
it's, well, Josh has seen
it. Yeah, I mean, it's a kid's movie and it's supposed to be fun and be ridiculous, and that's what it is. And so
it's got enough nostalgia references for your age group. I did have to correct Carla this morning on TikTok, who put up a video asking about the chicken jerky.
Oh, no, it's chicken jockey.
Well, have you guys seen the video that kids snuck in a chicken to the actual theater?
Yes, we talked about it.
Dad, you would get this. That was Diggy. So, because he's...
Oh, hated that kid.
What? No, Diggy... Diggy's a Mormon, nice guy. Seriously, one of the most genuine people I've ever met. And
I don't like him.
Is Diggy someone you guys know or just a streamer?
No, I know Diggy.
I went to school with him from kindergarten up until graduation. He went to BYU, but did his mission trip and came back last summer. So right now, I don't know entirely how that works. So he's either a freshman at BYU or like a junior at BYU.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
I can't believe it. That is funny.
Mormons don't like drink or do any of that like stereotypical fun that college kids do.
Right.
So like, I thought it was so funny. It was like, of course, the BYU kids are like literally stealing a chicken from a farm and sneaking it into a movie theater, all for a kid's movie that they can make a TikTok about.
All right, I like him a little better now. And also, the reason he can do it is that, Josh, I don't know if you know this, chickens don't have caffeine. So Mormons can play with them. J.D. Vance, who is allegedly our vice president, just keeps getting better and better and better. There was a presentation to Ohio State yesterday at the White House to celebrate their national championship win. That Ohio State is Vance's alma mater. He went there. And they defeated Notre Dame, which sucked. But they had this wonderful presentation, and I think the best thing is the music. He tried to pick up the trophy and it comes apart in two pieces.
Yeah, you'd think one of those people would say something.
Yeah. And look at the president. He's very dissatisfied. I don't know what Trump is saying, but it looks like he's saying, oh, sorry about that. Looks like Trump is saying, what happened? Why did he do that? Why did you let him do that? Why is that happening? Apparently, in retrospect, the trophy is in two pieces. Mm-hmm. And it's designed to be able to come apart. But no one warned him that if he picked it up, this trophy would fall apart. And
picks up a trophy like that? I mean, it's the vice president.
It should have been rehearsed.
When the Super Bowl champs come in, you don't just like sneak off on your own and grab the Super Bowl trophy. Or
no, but it's a thing. He's presenting it and holding it up.
Yeah, I guess it is his alma mater, he said, right?
Yeah, and it's not like he was Tom Brady throwing the Super Bowl trophy back and forth between boats a couple years ago, which right. was, that made me very tense. I didn't like the idea of the trophy being thrown. I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. Robert, do you remember outside of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, where we'll be for the Kentucky Derby, the crosswalk sign that says, wait, wait, yeah. wait. It's designed for people that are auditorily impaired. And so when you hit it, it says, wait. But they've been hacking into California crosswalks. And this is what happens when you hit the button. It doesn't say, wait.
Wait. Hi, this is Mark Zuckerberg, but real ones call me the Zuck. You know, it's normal to feel uncomfortable or even violated as we forcefully insert AI into every facet of your conscious experience. And I just want to assure you, you don't need to worry because there's absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. Anyway, see ya.
I like that it ends
See you guys.
With,
yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. I like that it's not just a hack. It's a, it's like they've got an agenda.
Yeah,
well, and he introduces himself as your friend, the Zuck.
Yes.
The All Zuck. His friends call him that.
Because I mean, the voice is right. It's got to be AI, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes. But like a bad hacker would have changed that so instead of walk or instead of stop and wait, it says walk.
Yeah.
Like you just put the opposite. So the fact that he's there with just an agenda of I hate AI.
I love that. My crosswalk button says to bring a chicken to the movie theater. It's I don't know what to say. It says, hey, it's Dignan. Okay, this, Robert, we grew up loving theme parks. And we've been to many of them. Disney is still the it's still the top. It's great. And right now at Disney, they've got their Old Town Square set up for Mardi Gras because it is the season and they want to make it feel like you're in New Orleans, right? I guess it's called New Orleans Square.
Yeah.
And it's the happiest place on earth, but maybe not yesterday.
New at 11, a man is in custody after trespassing at Disneyland and roaming around naked. That's video from there. This happened yesterday at the park's New Orleans Square. Workers tried to steer away visitors from that very disturbing sight as that man climbed one of the buildings, exposing himself to the people below. And
I was just about to say.
He was arrested shortly after for trespassing, public nudity, and being under the influence of narcotics.
Oh, so he was on drugs. Yeah, that explains a lot. Yeah.
And that's Disneyland, so California.
Okay, well, you know
as
what?
As much as it looks like it.
Don't get defensive. I didn't put it on Disneyland. I didn't put it on Disney World.
No, I'm just letting people know.
But you know what? You knew I would have an agenda. He was from Canada. So,
of course.
I'm thinking.
How did he get in?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And let's close with this. This woman has a world record that I don't know that any woman would be proud to have. I don't think, but it. She's in the book.
Burger. I kind of have always known that I have a very tall mouth. As a little kid, I had 7 siblings. And as kids do, we used to put stuff in our mouths all the time. And it always confused me when people were like, oh, light bulbs are, you know, don't put them in your mouth. They get stuck. But they never got stuck in my mouth. Regular mandarin orange.
She has the world's largest mouth gap.
And they think, that's something that really exists. I wonder if I can do that.
That's a baseball.
And she's a WVU graduate.
Is she? No way. Actually, I wouldn't even be surprised.
A can in her mouth. Anyway, she must be proud. Her parents must be proud. And I don't know. The next stop for her might be putting her foot in a toilet on OnlyFans. Good luck to her. Good luck to her. That is your beautiful video. Robert, thank you for getting up and coming in. I know that your schedule's all over the place as you wind up at college, but thank you for spending some time with us today.
Of course. It was fun, as always. Good
you know,
to see
I love you,
you
very much. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Josh, I'm also very proud of you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Whether or not I say I love you still remains to be seen. But we'll be back tomorrow with one of Robert's friends, Tony Perkins, sitting in with us tomorrow.
My boy.
Yeah.
12:30 stream.
Yeah, we're going to do a later start. But Robert and Tony and I went to a Paul McCartney concert together, which was great.
Probably the first celebrity I met, if he's a celebrity.
Yeah, well, okay, he's referring to Tony, not Paul McCartney, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't
Tony
forget.
Still counts.
Tony does count and a great guy. So tune in tomorrow, 12:30 for the live stream and available in all the other places too. Go to our website, MichaelMaraShow.com, to get the information to get your tickets to go on the cruise, the Mike O'Mara Show Love Boat Cruise. You can still get in. You can still get our reserve seats, and you don't need to pay all up front. There's an easy payment plan. That happens in December 5th, and we definitely want to see you. It's the first time we've ever been on a boat as a show, and we really want to see you there. And, of course, we'll see you at Jimmy's for the Kentucky Derby. So until then, it's Rob Spiewak saying so long, and Mike will be back for the bonus show. Bye-bye, Robert.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Josh.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm over here now.